Welcome to the Now Believe podcast, Street Testimonies, Part 6.
Has anyone got any testimonies? Something God's been doing, maybe on the streets, maybe in their lives? Little quick stories of, maybe you prayed for, Clemmy, come up.
So about a month and a half ago, I moved on to an estate in Roehampton, which I loved, and I absolutely been loving it. But a few weeks ago, I was really praying that God would lead me to people that I could meet, not just through work, because I'm working there, but outside of work in the community, because that's really what I had on my heart. And I was praying one day, it's actually 2 weeks ago, just before I was coming here, and I got on the bus in Roehampton, random little place, and this woman just started talking to me, this old woman next to me. We started up this really long conversation, and I had just, in the back of my mind, I had this word, ask her if she wants you to walk her dog with her. And I was like, that is so weird. And I was like, no. But just before she was about to get off, and I knew where she was getting off, so I just said, oh, well, you know, maybe she lived really near me. I was like, maybe I could come right by, and I think I whistled out and said something like, have tea. And then I said, oh, no, or maybe I could walk your dog with you. And her face just lit up, and she said, oh, I would love you to walk my dog with me. I have to do it every day, but I hate doing it by myself. And so then last week I popped a note. I got her address. I wrote it down. She didn't have a telephone. Well, she does have a mobile, but I put a note in her, just through her door saying, this is where you can find me. Here's my telephone number. Call me if you'd like to meet up. And so on Monday I got back from this weekend away, and I had a card, and she'd sent me this little card which said, on the front, I have counted my blessings today, and on the inside it said, and I have counted you. And then it just said, I'd love, it was so funny. I was just like, oh, this is unusual. But she called me, and we met up yesterday to walk her dog. And you know what was incredible? She turned to me and she said, you know, you're the third person I've phoned this whole year. She said, I'm terrified of telephones. She said, it's quite a miracle that I even picked up the phone to ring you. But I met you on the bus, and I had the sense that I could trust you. And so we walked, we went this 2-hour tramp around the common with her dog, and she literally unburdened her entire life. Oh, wow. And she had no Christian background except for when she was young. None of her family believed, but she'd got herself confirmed, done all sorts of stuff. So she's like, I started talking about the Holy Spirit. She said, I love the sound of the Holy Spirit. No one ever talks about that. And she had a history of caring for people with mental illness herself, and a huge depression on her. And so I got to the end, and I just really sensed God say, just ask to pray with her. And we got to the very end, just as we were about to get there, and I said, well, I'd really love to pray for you. And she looked up and she said, well, that would be great. And look where we are, standing right beneath this huge cross that was just in the middle. So we prayed for her that God would, like, break the depression and that just all the stuff. And then I'm meeting up with her once a week, so that's amazing. And I was, God is really good.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Now Believe podcast. We'd love to see you at the Growing in the Supernatural course. For more details, please email talk@nowbelieve.com.